Suzanne Kaiser from the Trading Standards Institute. We believe that economic growth will come through consumer confidence and successful businesses paying their taxes. Undermining this is food crime, a growth in counterfeits that kill, and frauds, scams. The people who stand between confident consumers and successful businesses are the trading standards officers. We know that we've had 40% cuts in staff in this parliament, 50% cuts in budgets. We know of one authority where there is one part-time trading standards officer looking after those people. I'd like to know how you propose, when you speak of public cuts in continuing, and how you hope that we'll be able to deliver public services with less, how you intend to protect the consumers, how you intend to support a level playing field for businesses so they're not undercut by criminal organisations, and what you see as the future of trading standards.
Now, on this point about trading standards, I think it's really important that you ask this question, because people talk in a very kind of airy way about scales of cuts, right? But you bring it home in a very specific way about what it means, about 40% reduction in the trading standards budget. I know from my own constituency with a particular local business, I won't go into the detail of it, how important the work the trading standards does for them. Because it is really important for protecting their business, if particularly about imported goods. But I might even catch you afterwards to talk to get some advice. But so look, it is important. Can I give you a guarantee about the budget trading standards today? No, I can't. That's why you've got to look, get into government. And you've got to look, frankly, at what are false economies and what aren't false economies. What are sensible changes you can make and what aren't sensible changes you can make. So look, I'm not going to be the politician who comes along and makes you a false promise today. But that's why you've got to do the rigorous work in government. Gentleman over here, I think we're going to...